أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب العارفين بنور معرفته، وأثبت فؤاد أنبيائه وأوليائه بقصص الأنبياء والمرسلين، وأكمل إيمان المسلمين والمؤمنين بولاية علي أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على أفضل الموجودات، العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد، المصطفى الأمجد، المحمود الأحمد، أعني بالقاسم محمد. وعلى روحه ونفسه وصاهره ووسيه سيد الأتقياء والأصفياء مولى الموالي إمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى أوصيائه لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is the last majlis of the series, and we were talking about the things that Imam Hussain alayhi salam has taught the mankind, his followers, and all the ones who say that we are the followers of the mission of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We talked about a number of things that he has taught the humanity. Today, briefly, I want to mention a number of things that Imam Hussain alayhi salam has taught us. One of the greatest things that we can learn from Imam Hussain and Karbala and the people of Karbala is that we should not be selfish. That is one of the biggest lessons we can learn from Karbala. We should not just think about ourselves, we should think about others. I should not just worry about myself, but about others as well. Imam Hussain knew that he is the master of the youth of heaven. Even if he doesn't go to the battle, he would still be the master of the people, the youth in heaven. But he did the qiyam for others, so the others also find out the righteousness, the truth. Not that just himself may go to the heaven, but others should know what Islam is, what reality is, what truth is, what haq is. Many other people are preaching about Islam and they invite other people to Islam. Many of our Sunni brothers have learned how to preach from the Christians. They go around and preach. Many of the other brothers, the Sunni brothers and Wahhabi brothers, I'm sorry, the Wahhabis, I don't want to call them brothers, they preach as well. And alhamdulillah, you can see their tabligh, mashallah. In America and other places, they've gone to the prisoners, preached to them, and brought out prisoners as Muslims. That has not made much change to their life. A person who becomes Muslim, he would leave his criminal life. Otherwise, he's still a non-Muslim, if he doesn't leave any of those crimes. Imam Hussain alayhi salam is teaching us not to just think about ourselves. Many of us just think that the heaven is probably small. So if only the Shias go inside it, we'll have big houses in it. So why invite the others to go to heaven? A Shia is not the person who just goes to heaven by himself. A Shia is one who takes a few people with him to the heaven. The heaven is not so tight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it really big, enormous. If others come, inshallah, it will be beneficial for us. Within a few years of the Holy Prophet's declaration of prophethood, he converted thousands of people. We live in non-Muslim countries, this is a probably Muslim country, but non-Muslim countries like Britain, France, Germany, Canada, America, and we have not converted a handful of people. If people like our Sunni brothers can show false personalities and they can convert people to Islam, then why can't we, the followers of Ahlul Bayt? We have the real personalities. If people like Hindus, they can convert people to Islam, or to their Islam, their religion. People become submitted to their religion. What do they show? They show people like that elephant, the monkey, the different idols. Even they convert people to their religion because the Western world is thirsty for a change. They've gone into corruption so much, into ethical problems. The people are thirsty for the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We need to be thinking about others. In our namaz, we do not say, Iyaka a'budu. Even if I'm alone, I cannot say, Iyaka a'budu. Thee do I worship. No, Iyaka na'budu, all the time. We, is thee do we worship, not I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if you're alone, think about the jama'at. Think about the whole nation, the Muslim ummah. The humanity, not just think about yourself, I. Come out of this shell of selfishness. This is the biggest lesson of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. I want to mention something from Hazrat Musa's life. They say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once told Hazrat Musa to go and see some of his bounties and some of his good followers. While Hazrat Musa was traveling, he came across a place where a person was repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had been there for so many years that his body had started rotting. He was, due to sitting down continuously, becoming sick. While he was watching him, Hazrat Musa saw a bird come, bring a pomegranate, open it up, and take out every seed from it and feed it to that person, and then left again. He said, Oh Allah, who is this person? He said, Musa, ask him yourself. Hazrat Musa said, Who are you? He said, Who are you to ask? He said, I am Musa. He said, Musa, Kalimullah, the one who speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, Yes. He said, I am a person who was very sinful. And now I have been repenting for over 40 years. I have been doing tawbah for more than 40 years to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you are Kalimullah, would you ask your Lord if He has forgiven me? I have been repenting for so long. He says, Oh Allah, you heard his question. What is the answer? What shall I tell him? Allah said, Musa, tell him he has not been forgiven. He is still going to the hell. He said, Musa, ask your Lord, why is He not sending me to the heaven? Why am I still going to the hell? He said, Oh Allah, you heard his question. What is the answer? Allah said, tell him, Musa, that for the past 40 years that he's been sitting here repenting to me, I have been sending this bird that brings the fruit to him, opens it up and feeds it to him. Not once he's asked that bird, have you eaten yourself or are you just feeding me? So selfish. He said, this is the reason, that's why you're not going to the heaven. He said, Musa, ask your Lord, is he going to give me something for the things that I've done for him? For 40 years I've been worshipping him, repenting to him. Do I get any reward for it? He said, yes. Allah says, you will be granted one dua, one prayer you'll be granted. Just ask for one thing and you'll be granted that. He said, Musa, tell your Lord to make me so big that only I fit in the hell. Allah said, Musa, tell him he's going to the heaven. He said, Musa, is your Lord frightened of not putting other people in hell? He said, no, Musa. The problem is before he wasn't thinking about even a bird, and now he is thinking about all of my creation. You see, selfishness takes you to the hell. Thinking about others makes you a better person. Sayyidu Shuhada, the biggest lesson from Karbala is, do not think about just yourself. Do not just think about your own families, think about others. That is the biggest lesson. Come out of your shell, come out of your ego, and think about others. That is the lesson of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When Sayyidu Shuhada says to Hur, when Hur holds the lead to the horse, he says, may your mother cry upon you, meaning he is cursing him, may Allah kill you. It makes Hur think. Then he says, oh Hussain, if another person had said it to me, I would return the same answer to him. But what should I do? My mother is a common person, your mother is the queen of all the women in heaven. I cannot say the same words to you. You see, I always thought, why would Imam Hussain say something so big to a person who he knows will come to him tomorrow and will be amongst the Shuhada of Karbala? Why would he remember that person with the words of his mother? That was a big word. Why would Imam Hussain say something about his mother, that your mother cry upon you? They say Imam Hussain alayhi salam had not said that sentence, but to make him think, Hur, who are you going to kill? The son of Fatima? And that's what provoked Hur to think. And he started thinking, Hur, are you killing the son of Fatima? Are you killing the son of Fatima? From 2nd Muharram he started thinking, until 9th Muharram he continuously thought, and he told himself, oh Hur, if you cannot save the life of the son of Fatima, then why are you going to kill him? Hussain made him think about others. He wasn't selfish. He thought about Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He thought about the daughter of the Holy Prophet. When you think about others, that's when you start sacrificing for others. That is one of the lessons in Karbala. To think about others, not to be selfish. They say, on your dinner table, that's when you're tested. When a person is only thinking about himself, feeding his own hell. It's not food heaven, it's food hell. Your stomach is not food heaven, yes, as the Western world puts it. In cartoons all the time you hear, it's food heaven. It's not. Imam Ali puts it as the food hell. He says, do not make your stomachs graveyards of chickens and goats. Let them live outside. Eat as little as you can. The other lesson is to eat less, because they say that when you eat less, or in other words, Imam Ali Islam says, when you eat more, you drink more, because you need more water to digest it. When you drink more, you feel more sleepy. When you sleep more, you make more mistakes, because you are unheeded before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghafil. When you make more mistakes, you become more hard-hearted. When you are hard-hearted, that's when you commit more sins. Controlling your evil desires, controlling your stomach, controlling your tongue. They say the highest number of sins that we commit are by the tongue. That is one of the lessons of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thinking about others, number one. Number two, controlling your stomach. Number three, controlling your tongue. And number four, one of the lessons that we learn from Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam is that do not falsify anything to your brother. Tell him the truth. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A mu'min is the mirror of another mu'min. A believer is the mirror for another believer. The qualities of a mirror are that when you look in it, it doesn't tell you a lie. If my imamah is, for example, not straight, and I look into the mirror, it wouldn't say it is straight. It shows me the reality. That's how a mu'min should be. He should not lie to his mu'min brother. When the masoom says that a mu'min is a mirror of another believer, of another mu'min, what are the qualities of a mirror? Look at these qualities. They say it tells the truth, number one. Secondly, it doesn't speak. It says it, it conveys the message without speaking. That's how should a believer be. He should not speak in public. He should take his mu'min brother to a corner and say that this is your mistake. Do not speak out in public. Thirdly, you have to be looking in the mirror, not at the mirror. There's a difference. Inshallah, everyone paying attention. Sometimes I'm looking at the mirror, and sometimes I'm looking in the mirror at myself. When I'm looking at the mirror, then I'm looking at the faults of the mirror. I find a greasy hand had touched it. I find a crack on the mirror. I find that the corner of the mirror is broken. I find the faults in the mirror because I'm looking at it. But when I look at myself in the mirror, then I do not find the faults of the mirror. I find my own faults in it. That's how a mu'min should be. He should not be looking at the other believer as another object that, look, I'm looking at him, what are his faults? I should look at my faults in him. And if you don't like the reality that you see in the mirror, you pick up a stone and break the mirror. The reality that came to you through one mirror, now when you break it, it is 1,000 pieces that are saying the same reality now. You don't like it, you don't like it, but you will be seeing it in 1,000 pieces now. The same thing that you didn't want to see. How dare you tell me that I don't look nice? Break it. The same mirror spreads it on the ground. You see, a believer should be conveying the real thing to his other believer, brother. That's when you are a follower of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam Hussain showed everyone how they looked. The other message is that you should have a positive attitude towards another person. You know, like optimist and, you know, the passive approach and optimist approach. They say when the Holy Prophet was going to a town, he asked a person coming out of the town. He said, the people of this town, how are they like? The first person said, Ya Rasulullah, they're very nice people. Everyone is very nice. The other person came, he said, how are the people in this town? He said, Ya Rasulullah, some people are nice and some people are not so nice. The third person came. The Holy Prophet asked the same question, how are the people of this town? He said, Ya Rasulullah, the people are not very nice. You wouldn't like to go inside. So the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, three people you asked and they all gave three different answers. He said, when you ask these people how are these people like, then each person will be telling you their own reality. Their own self, how they are like, now how others are like. When a person is saying they're all good, he is very good. When he's saying they're all very bad, he is very bad. And when he's saying some are good and some are bad, then he's like that. He has good parts in him and he has bad parts in him. You see, when you're pointing a finger at another person, you should always remember that it's only one finger towards the other person and the rest are facing yourself. That's what we forget. I like to point at others, but I forget that there are these fingers pointing at me as well. This is what Sayyid al-Shuhada said. When you look in the mirror, look at your own faults. His companions, 72. You know, last year or the year before, when Iraqis were free to do Azadari again after 35 years, 1968 till 2003, 35 years, they were not allowed to do Azadari in Iraq. They were freed after 35 years. During that time, at least 500 people had been killed, Iraqi Shias, at least. Some say a lot more. These are just international figures. Let's just accept 500,000 people were killed, 500,000 Shias. Not altogether how many Iraqis. Just 500,000 Shias, international figures we're accepting. These people who had lost so many family members, some brothers, sons, fathers, sisters, everyone had lost some. 500,000 people they had lost. But when they went to Karbala, they did not say, 500,000 people we have lost Imam Hussain. They went and said, Ya Hussein, you lost 72 people. You see, when you sacrifice for others, then they don't forget you because they remember the sacrifices you made. They would forget the 500,000 people, they would forget 500,000, but they will remember 72. There is a difference between the sacrifice of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and the others. Learn some lessons from Imam Hussain alayhi salam. There is a lot to be learned from Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Probably I should transfer to Urdu. Say loud salat, everyone.